The Jurgens Journal, featuring Walter Winchell.
Mr. Winchell, whose famous column appears in the New York Daily Mirror and other newspapers with more than 25 million readers, is brought to you by Jurgens, the lotion for soft, smooth, romantic hands. Your mother or your sister has probably done a great deal for you. Why not make her an unexpected little gift? When you buy this Jurgens special for yourself, get one for her, too. Wouldn't any woman love to have a bottle of famous Jurgens lotion with a jar of Jurgens' new cream aid to daintiness to use every day? Well, now, on the special, you have both Jurgens lotion and Jurgens' new daintiness aid for the usual price of the lotion alone. Yes, a regular 50-cent size bottle of Jurgens lotion plus a 25-cent jar of Jurgens' new lovelier aid to daintiness, both for 39 cents plus tax. At the cosmetics counter, just say you want Jurgens special. Now to the editorial room of the Jurgens Journal and Walter Winchell.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North of South America. All the ships at sea, let's go to press. Flash, Hollywood, California. A former Earl Carroll showgirl is dead at General Hospital here after taking sleeping pills. Police state that she took her life following failure of a hoped-for reconciliation with her estranged husband. Her name is Janet Gray Mack. She was 22. New York City. Tyrone Power, the star, flies to Mexico City on the 21st. Mexican newspapermen and Miami newspapermen may get a big scoop if they can find him. Hollywood. Bonita Granville of the moving pictures will be married to Jack Rather on December the 20th in Hollywood. New York City. Robert Sylvester of the New York Daily News dramatic section and Bunty Pendleton of the stage will be married next week. Los Angeles. Fred Wagner, 57, Los Angeles Evening Herald Express executive, was found dead today in bed at home. A heart attack. Orlando, Florida. The founder of the Wilson Meat Packing Company, Harry Wilson, died today at Winter Park, Florida. He was 73. Wall Street, the day after the elections, when the stock market went down instead of up, Democrats in New York kidded Republicans by carrying big signs that screamed, "Had enough?" Las Vegas, Mrs. Tommy Manville VIII is now registered at El Rancho Vegas Hotel. Mr. Manville says his wife is not there for the usual reason. Does he want to bet? Behind the international screen, Moscow. The official Soviet press has opened up a terrific internal campaign of youth preparedness for what it calls the coming world struggle. Budapest. A crime wave is gripping the Hungarian capital. The causes are cold weather plus inflation, the worst in Hungarian history. London. The British Foreign Office hopes for peace in Palestine by the spring. Unofficially, the British are officially blaming the delay on President Truman's recent declaration. Madrid. Gangster dictator Perón of Argentina will lend mobster Franco of Spain $200 million. This deal was behind dictator Perón's effort to buy captured Nazi arms from the Russians. German tanks and German guns, the captured ones I mean, were to be delivered to Argentina FOB Madrid. Munich. The Western Allied military government is now so dependent upon German administration and assistance that the Germans themselves are now making all but the highest decisions in policy. Amsterdam. A strong Nazi underground is functioning in the Low Countries. It hopes for recognition from the Allies because it is anti-Russian. In short, the old game of dividing the United Nations. New York. Life International magazine, circulated only outside the United States by Life Publishing Company, has been banned, I hear, in South Africa. The South Africans resented the photograph in the current issue showing Father Divine with his white wife. The Washington ticker. Some of the president's intimate friends are now pretty certain that he will not run in 1948. That is stale news to constant listeners of Winchell, who was very sure of it 5 months ago over this microphone. Albany, New York. Governor Dewey is said to have told his friends that Mr. Bricker, his running mate, in 44, will not be acceptable in 48. New York. Before the elections, this reporter spoke for only three Democrats. Kilgore of West Virginia, McGrath of Rhode Island, Chavez of New Mexico. Three of the few Democrats to win. Rose. Please tell Ed Pauly thanks, but I am not going to deny what Drew Pearson said. Attention, Mr. and Mrs. United States. Tomorrow is Armistice Day. At 11 o'clock, it will be just 28 years since the last shot was fired in World War I. Americans are asked to pause for a minute to remember what the families of these men never forgot. That 50,000 American boys laid down their lives in that war. At Belleau Wood, at the Marne, in the Argonne, and at San Miguel, they wrote a chapter of American history with their blood. And they punctuated it with their headstones. The things they fought for, however,
have not been realized. But these boys did not die in vain. The glory of the honorable dead is not to be judged by the failure of the cynical living. These dead American fighters, ladies and gentlemen, are no less noble for giving up their lives because we so foolishly gave away their victory. The defeat is for us who failed to trust, not for those who so fully gave it. Since Shadow Theory and Verdun, further chapters have been written at Leyte, Tarawa, Casablanca, Normandy, the Battle of the Bulge, and Casino. And once again, we are frittering away their efforts. From the heights of Iwo Jima to the depths of a political brawl about price ceilings, etc., exactly measures the best and the worst in this republic. Tomorrow, the nation is asked to pause in honor of its very best. They are the 300,000 dead American boys who spoke for all of us when the enemy cannon demanded an answer. This reporter hopes that it will also help to reassure the families who bear the burden of personal grief that this nation will not add to the sin of personal selfishness, the crimes of indifference and ingratitude. Oswego, New York. The Oswego Police Department has just telephoned this flash for a fugitive kidnapper. One victim is Mrs. Arthur J. Felton, lured into a taxicab, last seen on Route 104, west of Oswego, New York, about 3 p.m. on November the 8th. Her estranged husband is suspected by the police of killing her and the cab driver. Felton, the Oswego police say, is an army deserter and parole violator from Elmira. He is 22, 6'1", gray top coat, blue suit, very dangerous, in penal institutions since he was 9. All three were last seen in a sedan taxicab, the license number 9T6809, New York. 9T6809, New York. A report of second thoughts on the elections. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the real reason for the Republican sweep of Tuesday last. The Democratic Party forgot FDR, but the Roosevelt Democrats remembered with a vengeance. They voted for the Republicans in great big crowds, not only to show their disappointment in Mr. Truman, but to also show their contempt for some Democrats. Democrats that Mr. Truman never once raised his voice against. I mean, of course, such vicious men as Bilbo, Rankin, and Wheeler. They are only a few of the real reasons why all voters, Republicans and Democrats, lost their tempers on last Tuesday. But calling the Republican victory a repudiation of FDR makes about as much sense as saying that the four elections of Roosevelt were repudiations of Republican Abraham Lincoln. Miami Beach, Florida. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is a study in goodwill which Americans everywhere should follow. At the height of the tourist season in Florida, a Jewish hotel owner named Jack Solomon has turned over, without any fee, many of his costly priced hotel rooms to Father Flanagan's team of youngsters. They will play at the Orange Bowl very soon. This popular priest and his charges from Boys Town, Nebraska, will be the guests of a first-rate, strictly kosher hotel in Miami Beach. The Blackstone. Washington. The long-time bottleneck sedition cases are due to come up again on the 21st. The Attorney General of the United States, Mr. Tom Clark, will recommend grand jury indictments for perjury for several of the accused 26. Mr. Clark says that he has Mr. Roggie's recommendations for dropping the cases. With the discharged assistant prosecutor, I agree that one may only hope that the United States Supreme Court gives democracy the same privilege of free speech as it gives to the fascists and the other troublemakers among us. The Roggie case, I think, explains why justice wears a blindfold. Sometimes that lady just can't stand to see what is happening in her name. And now a word for Juergens. I'll be back in a flash.
Overheard in a store on Main Street.
Oh, Mr. Green, we only have 6 of the Juergens special left. We better order some more, hadn't we?
I'm afraid we won't get any more.
That's right. When this Juergens special is sold out, there won't be any more. So buy now. It's a wonderful value. A bottle of famous Juergens lotion, regular 50-cent size, plus a nice big 25-cent jar of Juergens' new cream aid to daintiness, both for 39 cents plus tax.
This special's gone like hotcakes. Of course, Juergens lotion is the favorite hand care with my nicest customers.
Oh, Juergens is 7-1, the favorite hand care of the stars in Hollywood.
I know, and my customers are delighted to try Juergens' new aid to daintiness without extra cost.
Tell them Juergens' new cream aid to daintiness has approval of leading skin specialists. It's so safe and so effective. It has the silky smooth feel of face cream, and thanks to a secret ingredient, Juergens' new daintiness aid stays face cream smooth to the very last. But, lady listeners, see for yourselves now at Juergens' expense. Have a full 25-cent jar of this lovely and new way to daintiness with a regular 50-cent size bottle of famous Juergens lotion, both for 39 cents plus tax. Remember, at the cosmetics counter, say you want Juergens Special. And now back to the editorial room of the Juergens Journal and Walter Winchell.
Tips to the AP, the UP, and International News Service, New York City. Tonight in New York, the American Veterans Committee honors General Bradley. Mr. Bernard Baruch will make an off-the-record talk. I am authorized now to report that the AVC has passed 2 devastating resolutions against all communists or fascists who got in or who try to join their ranks. The AVC, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't want any part of them. And when discovered, they will be ousted. I'm authorized to state that by FDR, Jr. Miami Beach, Florida. Colonel Irvine, the pilot of the Great Dreamboat, had his weekend holiday ruined here by a fiction writer, I am told. The Dreamboat crew told me that Irvine did not make the statements which brought a War Department order for Colonel Irvine to fly back to Washington, where he was scolded for something he didn't do or say. Miami Beach. Joan Belmont, the granddaughter of August Belmont, one of the richest men in the world, and who was decorated by the King of England for her service among the wounded in the field, is now working at Miami Beach at the Roney Plaza Hotel. New York, Harold Stassen, still mentioned a lot as a 1948 presidential threat, will receive a medal for outstanding service to children from Parents Magazine at its 20th anniversary celebration on the 15th. Atlantic City, New Jersey. Chairman Philip Murray of the CIO will investigate the smelter workers' election. The political maneuverings and vote counting are said to put the old line Tammany Hall to shame. Editor and publisher, New York. The New York Daily Mirror, according to executives of that newspaper, now makes a profit on its circulation alone. Perhaps the only newspaper in the land that does. Washington. Despite Mr. Fulbright's hint that President Truman resign, this is to tell Mr. Fulbright why President Truman cannot resign. It would create the most terrible unemployment problem in the history of Missouri. And that, ladies and gentlemen, winds up another Juergens Journal until next Sunday night at the very same time. Until then, and with lotions of love, I remain your New York correspondent, Walter Winchell, who just found out why Margaret Truman is coming to New York with her voice teacher to lead the Democrats in singing the blues. Good night.
In my store, this Juergens special is selling out so fast, some of my best customers may miss out. But with a value like this, it has to be first come, first served.
That's only fair, because Juergens special is a remarkable buy. A regular 50-cent size bottle of famous Juergens lotion, hand care Hollywood stars use 7-1, plus a 25-cent jar of Juergens new cream aid to daintiness that leading skin specialists approve, both for 39 cents plus tax. Your chance to see for yourself that here is a lovelier way to be dainty. It's smooth as face cream, elusively fragrant as a fine cosmetic. Have a 25-cent jar of Juergens' new daintiness aid with a 50-cent size bottle of your favorite Juergens lotion, both for the price of your Juergens lotion alone. Stop now at the cosmetics counter and say you want Juergens Special. Next week, another edition of the Juergens Journal with Walter Winchell. And now be sure to remain tuned for Luella Parsons' 15-minute program featuring as guest Tyrone Power, which follows immediately. This is Ben Grauer speaking.